Let's go to Taranaki now. It's been raining pretty heavily up there, as well as some of the other places, Northland, Nelson, that we've been touching on this morning. Met Service says Dawson Falls at Mount Taranaki has recorded over 1 metre. 1 metre of rain since Tuesday evening. State Highway 45 at Inaha near Manaya is closed because of flooding. We can go to the head of Taranaki Civil Defence, Todd Velvin, now. Kia ora, Todd.
Yeah, kia ora, good morning.
What is your greatest concern at this stage?
Yeah, so our greatest concern at the moment is the Waikato River, which has several feeds, one out of our eastern hill country and the other off the mountain. So that's starting to really climb at the moment, so we've got some concerns about the river levels out there.
Okay, so tell us about the river. What is nearby it? Do you have buildings, homes that are of concern here?
Yeah, so it's got a very good flood retention program on it, but we do have a small town out there that will be can be affected if the river does rise and overtop the flood banks. But we do also have State Highway 3 that crosses it and another bridge as well. So it has some concerns and implications for us.
Okay, so have you had evacuations at this stage?
No, we haven't. So at this stage, it's monitoring. So our Taranaki Regional Council are on site and they are monitoring the river closely. And we're starting to put steps in place to make sure that it's if we do need to evacuate, we'll notify all the appropriate communities and people.
Okay. So are there homes that at this stage are flooded or at risk of flooding or any issues around that?
No, not at this stage in that area. We have had one evacuation from a flooded home overnight in a different area, closer to the mountain. Otherwise, we've got lots of surface flooding across the roads, a couple of small road closures and slips. So for us, generally, it's caution for people that are driving or travelling in the region at the moment.
What about people staying out of any standing water? Presumably that's something to keep clear of.
Yeah, definitely. Like any floodwaters, it's stay clear, don't enter them. Floodwaters can quite often be contaminated. We don't know the depth, so it's avoid any standing water or floodwater that you come across.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Todd Velvin there, Head of Taranaki Civil Defence.